Okay, the TGE is on the LRV. Okay, I'm making the inventory. I've got the LeCrew battery. Okay, we got the 1-3 and 2-8. LeCrew blankets are open 100%. Battery covers are closed. Dust brush is on the LeCrew. TGE is on the rover. Jack, can you verify we got the right mags and a polar filler?
Yes, sir, I verified that.
Okay, very good.
You better put that 500 back under the seat.
Yep,
that's where it's going.
Well, Bob, it looks like it survived. There's a... As I stand behind the panels, the left-hand panel may be tilted at about... well, less than 5 degrees, probably about 2 or 3, but that's all. Looks pretty good right now.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Good pick.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Bob, I'm going to take the TV from you.
Okay, copy that,
Neil. The transmitter's going on.
Copy that, Jack.
I can do it without destroying it.
Well, yeah, that's hard to do out there, Jack. Okay, TV camera, go with position 1.
Transmitter's on. And,
we'll lose the TV while Gene Cernan drives the rover to the surface electrical properties site.
Well, the Gnomon's moved a little bit, but not much. But you'd expect that, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen the other end of the Gnomon up there in the sky. It moved a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. Camera tongs and I'll drive. West leg heading 270.
That site is 100 meters east of the lunar module. Jack Schmidt has just walked out there and turned on the SCP transmitter.
I guess 26.
Okay, copy.
Here, frame 27, Mag Charlie.
Copy that, Charlie 26. 27.
I had to relearn how to document samples, Bob. I just have. The first part of my role will have a lot of random exposures and focuses. Okay, we're back in business. And I'm, while I'm waiting for Gene, getting a rock. It looks a little finer grain than the others we've seen in the LRV sampler. Along with some soil. And that's done. Man, that's a neat sampler. Only way to fly. Okay, and that's in bag 22E. It has the stereo documentation and a locator to the limb. And it's about 2 meters from the SEP.
Okay,
22
Jack,
echo.
Roger, copy that. Did you ever find any sign of that brown, fine-grained rock you saw on the way out to the SEP?
Bob, let me give you some reading so I can get going.
Okay, go ahead, Gino.
Okay, half hours. What? 108, 100. Volts are 6868. Batteries are 80 and 102, and motors are all off scale low. I'm on the way. On the way, Jack. I'm waiting. Oh, there you are, over there, huh?
And Jack, how's the rooster tail look on that thunder?
Looks like it's going backwards. I don't see anything coming up over the top. Looks like a good fix.
Beautiful.
Okay, Jack, I gotta come around, I'm gonna come on this side and head west.
Okay, watch the, you got the antenna?
I've got one over here.
Okay, I'll give you a line on the other one.
Their rooster tail is the cloud of dust that the rover's rear wheels throws up.
Okay, I'm getting close. Okay. Turn, where is it? Right here, I'm on it. Okay. Okay, and I see the other one. Let me parallel that line.
Low gain chain, please. After you get stuck.
I guess that's about 2 or 3 meters, huh, Jack? You can better see where it is. That's good, Gino. Okay. Okay, heading 270, I might want to... Am I 10 meters from the transmitter? Probably not, huh? You're pretty... No, you need to go about 5 meters. How far am I? See if it's okay. You're about 3 meters, 4 meters. Hey, Bob, I'm 3 meters to the west of the transmitter and about 2.5 meters south of the Wyatt line.
There's no problem there, Gene. Don't move. It's just they had to be less than those numbers.
Okay, that's where I am. Yeah, I'm getting your photos. Okay, let me get my voltage reading, and I'm still reading 6.8 and 6.8.
Okay, copy that. We don't need those. We just got them. And give
I
us
know, I just
the nav numbers. And give us the nav number.
Okay, 265, 02 and 01.
That heading, we want heading pitch roll and sundial air, Gene.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bob.